This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Saving the Farm. You can find it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Dennis Hunsberger is a poultry farmer in central Pennsylvania, and he recently had a life-altering surgery. It was followed by a difficult recovery, so the work started to pile up. But he found new ways to get it done. Abby Holtzman has this story.
In late 2016, Dennis Hunsberger needed to have surgery to remove both of his feet after severe ulcers on his heels infected the bone. His wife, Lori, says even facing this very serious operation and the aftermath, farming was on Dennis's mind.
And I know he said he was determined to get back on that tractor by spring to start planting. And if you want to see a determined man, this is him right here.
But it took a while for Dennis to get back to work. First, he was in a wheelchair. Then he got two prostheses that reach up to each knee. And eventually he moved to a walker and then a cane.
He often lost the cane. Oh, where did I leave that?
I wasn't sure if I could get back to it, but I pretty well do everything I did before when I had my both feet.
Lori and Dennis farm 500 acres and raise over 100,000 chickens. And even though Dennis was still learning how to walk, the farm still needed his attention.
I had a cable break in the chicken house, and I climbed a 5-foot stepladder within 2 months of having me feet on, because I needed to fix that cable to get the ventilation right in the chicken house.
Eventually, Dennis connected with AgriAbility, a nationwide group that supports farmers with disabilities. They got him funding for some tweaks to his equipment. For instance, Dennis drives a huge truck that carries corn between his fields and the mill. The load has to be covered with a tarp in case of wind or rain.
I used to have to crawl along the side of the truck to strap it down. Now we made it so I just have to hit a button and it tarps it.
Dennis hauls himself into the front seat, a little unsteadily, and hits the button. The tarp quickly unrolls across the massive truck bed like a convertible top for its corn passengers. There's also his John Deere tractor. It's bright green, from the 70s, and only comes with one step up to the seat, like trying to get on a school bus with no stairs. He showed me what it used to be like.
It's a whole lot harder with just the one step.
Right, and you can still do it, but it just takes a lot more.
Yeah, it's a lot more energy, and it's not as safe for me since I don't have the mobility I used to have. Yeah.
So Dennis got two extra steps put in, and it made a huge difference. Some things still give him trouble, though. It's hard not being able to feel where his feet are, and he'll still sometimes lose his balance. That happened recently, when Dennis was laying some drain pipe with a neighbor.
I was still walking around there, and I got off the loader, the backhoe, and fell down because of the mud and the tall weeds there. Got me mixed up in my feet. But I got back up again. So.
Abby Holtzman reported this story.